Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of OMG Craft. My name is Chad Johnson. I am your host for this show, the one and only host, the singular host. We asked other people if they were interested in Minecraft, and they all said no. We don't like Minecraft, and we don't want to host the show with you. That's why I'm here all alone in the wonderful Twit Studios. So thank you to Twit for letting me borrow their studios for the show. This week, we have a great episode for you. We are going to cover cheating and hacking and all the nefarious stuff that you might want to do in Minecraft. This is to be educational. This is to let you know what's out there. And then at the end of the show, instead of my three favorite things, we're actually going to call up good friend of mine and server admin for the Twit Minecraft servers. We're going to call up Curly, and he's going to let us know some things that will get a that will stop cheating from happening on your server. And he is very knowledgeable in all of that. So look forward to that at the end of the show. But before we go and get into how to cheat on Minecraft multiplayer servers, let's get into some news. The snapshot this week, wonderful snapshot. I actually have a world created by our very own Cheeto to show off what has happened this week. There are a few things. For some reason, I am being asked a really weird login question. There we are. So this week, not a huge, big update, nothing like a new Wither boss, but we have some nice, interesting things over in the world. First, when you fish, let's go ahead and fish. Let's find some fish. This may take a little while because they are fish, and sometimes they're a little bit... Oh, got it. See how I got some XP down there? I'm at one... Ah, missed it. Come on. I'm at one little bar of XP down there. When you fish and gather fish, you now gain XP. At the PAX event, Jeb had mentioned that he kind of wanted to come up with a different solution for XP. So people who weren't just miners could try to get some extra XP. So it looks like that is what he's implemented with this fish XP farming sort of thing going on. And I really like it. It just seems like just using the game, you're now going to be able to get more XP. Next, leather armor is a little bit different. So if, let's see, let's look at me. I have dyed leather armor, and it has changed. Before, when you dyed your armor, it would take over the entire color, and now you have, see these, there's a stripe on the helmet, there's these little knee pads, I believe the bottom of the feet now always have brown at the bottom of them. So the leather armor, when you dye it, is very unique to leather armor, and you can see that in the little icons that are displayed. There's the little knee things. If you come over to the dyed side, you have the stripe, the knee pads, the foot things. And I think this is to discourage people from trying to dye their armor. Like what I had said right in the very beginning, it's like, well, of course, the first thing I'm going to try to do is figure out how to dye armor to look like diamond armor or iron armor. And so this is, I think, to discourage that sort of stuff. Really, really nice feature. Next, we've always had pumpkins, but now we have a recipe to make pumpkin pie. In fact, I'm going to pop this pumpkin pie out and eat it. Chomp, chomp. Oh, I'm full health. I can't eat it. Of course. Let me jump around. No, I'm kidding. That's going to be boring. That is what pumpkin pie now looks like, and that's the recipe for it, a pumpkin, some sugar, and an egg. Wonderful. Also, pigs have been continuously being updated. Now, when you put a saddle on a pig and jump on the back, one, the pig follows you, and you can jump on him. And depending on where you're looking, we've seen this before, but now... He will jump up automatically so that... Oh, no, Piggy. Oh, it's a horrible idea. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Well, whatever. Now, pigs will automatically jump when they come across blocks that they can get up on top of. A few other things in the multiplayer in the single player world generation, flat worlds now have a customized button at the bottom of it. If you click that, you still cannot edit the actual, you can if you know how to go down and edit the actual, NYI, layer data. You can't do that yet, but Mojang, I've been seeing a lot of people call it Mojang. I follow this stuff. I'm not even 100% sure how you pronounce it in English. Mojang. Go ahead and email me Mojang or Mojang. And I'm sure that I'm driving someone crazy. So let me know what you think, how I should say it. Mojang, Mojang. Anyway, back to Superflat customization. Mojang has added some presets. So if I wanted a classic Superflat, we have a water world. So if I use this preset, it determines that the top 90 blocks right here are water. Then we get to 5 blocks of sand, 5 blocks of dirt, 5 blocks of stone, and then 1 bedrock block. And bottomless pit, we have, 1, 2, and 1. Normal Superflat, 1, 2, and 1. So these presets are useful at the moment, Snowy Kingdom. I actually was like, "What? Well, Water World, let's go ahead and do that. Let's use that preset. Okay, I'm done. I don't need to create a seed. We're done. Let's go ahead and just call this new world. Let's create it." And I had a lot of fun being spawned right in the middle of a lake, and now I'm 90 blocks underwater, and so I couldn't... It's just perpetual suicide because you can't get to the top fast enough. You're just going to die every single time. This is a very sad world. But it's in there. Of course, they will fix all of those things. And hopefully you'll be able to edit your own super flat worlds, which is useful in not creating really large worlds with chunks of data that don't have anything in them. Really, really happy about that. Also, in some RMCT news, the Reddit Minecraft Tournament, they have announced the participants for the Reddit Minecraft Tournament, and they've also included a lovely, one second, let me zoom in on it, a lovely poster, so you can see it's pretty big. Let's go ahead and zoom out here. This is the lineup for the for the contestants, for the teams. The most notable team, I would say, or one of the notable teams, is Blame Disco, because that is the old Redstoners team from RMCT1, and really excited about that. Also, they have a public calendar for you to view to make sure that you can keep up to date with what's going on, what days are happening in the future, where to schedule, how to be sick from work, that sort of stuff. And then also the map selection things have been announced as well, so you can download the maps for yourself if you like to play along with friends. You can do all of that, and that has all been announced. You can head over to Reddit and check out all the Reddit Minecraft Tournament goodness. So now, done with news. Actually, let me check my notes, make sure we're done with news. Boop, boop. And yes, we're done with news. Great. I want to talk about cheating in Minecraft. What do I mean by cheating? Well, you may have heard of people who are able to hack their clients to be able to see ore, or be able to fly, be able to do things that the normal Minecraft players can't do. And this goes further than, say, changing your texture pack to have see-through blocks, or than just, putting on creator mode or anything like that. So I'm going to cover 2 tools to cheat in Minecraft. This is a lesson for all of you guys. I don't condone cheating. In fact, I've never cheated on any server, and I actually had to learn a lot about these tools, in fact, just today and yesterday and the last weeks, figuring out what to do. So we have two things that we're going to cover. First is Zombie Mod, and then we're going to go into Notice. Now, Zombie Mod, you can download from the internet. Go ahead and check our show notes for that. And what it is it's a series of mods and hacks to add to your normal jar file. You're going to add them. I've added them manually. I didn't use a mod loader because in the README tutorial stuff, it didn't suggest using a mod loader. It gives you steps on when to add it. If you, say, want to use another modding client like Mod Loader or Optifine or something like that, it will, or Too Many Items, it will tell you where in the process you need to install them, when you need to overlay or replace those files. So the README, I would highly suggest making sure you follow very, very simple instructions. So next, and if you are wondering how to mod your Minecraft client, we just did that in a previous episode. So go to omgcraft.com and watch that episode. Wonderful, isn't that? So I went ahead and downloaded it, and I have installed two of my favorite mods. Now, when you install these mods, you have a plethora. You have a much larger selection of mods to choose from, and then you go into a config file and activate the mods that you want. So I'm going to cover the extra mods at the end, but for right now, let me go ahead and cover the basics. And that will be the fly mod and the cheat mod. So here we are over here. It doesn't make your launcher look any different. I'm going to go ahead into a multiplayer world. Here we are. And this is it. It looks pretty much the same, but you can toggle go away, spider. You can toggle your cheats by hitting Y. And now I'm in cheater mode. You can see here, I'm going to go ahead jump a few steps ahead so I can get away from all these evil mobs. We went straight into flying. There we go. So Y is cheat mode. And once you are in Y cheat mode, you can do a few things like show mobs with M. And you can see these lines through the ground, through walls, off in the distance. Mobs will show up with these sticks so that you can know if, say, they're around the corner. So you can see that yellow stick right there is that creeper. You also can change the color of these lines in the config file. So if, for some reason, green means zombie to you and like blue means creeper, you can completely do that if you want. So next, you're done with that, you can show ore by hitting O, and you get to determine which types of ore and what colors they are in the config file. And we'll get it flying later. I know that I'm flying here, but so iron here is I believe orange, diamond is white down at the bottom, we have yellow and blue, and this will become, obviously, if you use this client more often than you use any of the others, this will become more apparent over time as to which colors correspond to what. Now, then, the one that I really love, and let me see if I can find a place to land. And there we are. Is I. Let's land. Good. No one's around. I. So let me turn off ore so that doesn't show up, and let me also turn off the mobs with M. You scared me. You scared me, sheep. Okay, and I. Now, I allows you to search underneath the ground for caves. And if you use this also with ore, you can see like things that are close to the edge of caverns so that you can quickly go ahead and mine that stuff. Oops, sorry. I'm trying. It's a little hard here. Let me turn flying off. There we are. So go ahead and check down there. You can see where players are, see straight through the ground. And this is using I. And these key bindings can be changed in the config file if, say, this just does not suit your fancy. And I like this half view here because you can sort of still see where you're going while you're searching underneath the ground as to what you may want. There we go. Now, I believe, and there's other ones. There's MB, I forget what. There was one for lighting, and it is not. It's not coming to mind at the moment. This looks like clay right here. Yeah, it's clay. Cool. So now let's get into flying. You can turn flying on by hitting the F button, and then E allows you to go up, and Q allows you to go down. So E and Q. Now, you may want to change your binding for your inventory. What I'm doing is quickly tapping twice to go up, and then tapping Q to go down. And then you can also, it says left shift is for flying speed, but I have not rebound my keys, so that's still sneak at the moment. But that is flying. You can also, I believe, turn that on and off with equals to if, here, let's, this is a safe place to land, perfect. If you turn flying off, I believe that equal sign allows you to use sort of the normal double jump. Whoop. Oh, and I died. Let's respawn. The normal double jump. So if I turn on flying, let's go ahead and get up here and go back over to a more interesting area next to these sandstone villages. So that's Zombie Mod. And like I said before, Zombie Mod has an awful, awful lot of other mods associated with it. So I want to quickly go over what are some of those other mods. This is all in the awesome README document that they have. Let's go ahead and scroll up to the top. They have the normal builder mod, which, here we are, 1 second. Let's get to some of the more interesting ones. They have custom smelting recipes, so if, say, you want to burn dirt into dirt to make diamond, wonderful. This one is for whatever the content of the smelter or the chest or anything like that. You can see the insides of what those are if you turn those on. I did not turn that one on. This is, it looks like redstone distributors. These are custom crafting options. Looks like, I like the critter size variety, which was changed in this. You can see up in the corner that some of these are older than others. Like this is beta 1.3. So this was actually released, later. Teleportation items, custom weather. Then this is the mobs, the mob show and the ore show. The cloud control, where you can create clouds that go along the surface of the world or higher above if clouds just continuously bother you. A different compass position. Then also world information and a path tracker. Now, this path tracker was really cool. It's a little bit hard to see. So over here, you can see this red dotted line of where the player went. Which would be really, really useful if you were traveling for a long distance or trying to replace your steps on a large server. You just have your path right there, so you don't have to worry about keeping track of it. Path tracker was the one thing that I really thought about keeping on. Critter spawner highlighter to see what light level is around. So this area, this red area, could spawn mobs, but graft area, the unred area would not, and a wield key. So anyway, I really, really suggest you check out Zombie Mod. And forgot to mention, that is zombie without an I. If you go ahead and search Google for Zombie Mod with an I, you're going to find an awful, awful lot of zombie mods for zombies. Make zombies have different suits of clothes. I love zombies. It's not what you want. Zombie Mod without an I is what I'm using here. Now, let's get into another mod loader. Now, this is called Notice. Notice is a bit different. One, it has a clickable UI where before... A clickable and a tappable UI, where before it was that sort of config file that I was working in inside of. Let me go ahead and log in and show this off. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between Notice and ZombieMod when Curly gets on later. He has a little bit more to get into that. So first thing to notice is there's a Donate to Notice button down here. And then also in your multiplayer area, you have some account setting things that you can add an account. So if you're playing in offline mode, you can come in as, say, Jeb or Notch and really screw people up. Let's go ahead and jump into this server, and then I may have to... Okay, wonderful. Woohoo! It's daytime now. So, one thing is to bring up your HUD, your GUI, you're going to hit Y, and that will bring up... all of the things that you can click and unclick. Now, I have been playing on different monitor sizes, so that was a little bit screwed up. The other thing is you can pin items by hovering over the box over in the corner, and this box is contextual. So for this enable mods box, I could either pin it, but when I come over to this building area, I could expand it. So that's a contextual box. And you'll also see with, say, this radar button, there's two boxes. So this one will enable GUI mode or not, and then the other one will pin it. So you're just going to have to read what the box says. Now, first going in through this UI. This UI is something that I've set up and I've customized a little bit. You saw me doing that with this little enable mods thing that I can move around and let go. And for this demonstration, I'm going to be using the clickable UI. There are two different versions. There's this tab UI right here, which I'm just going to kind of leave over in the corner. That's for fast, easy keyboard operations. So you can just use your keyboard to quickly select and deselect options. I'm not going to use that because you can't see my keyboard, but you can see my mouse pointer, so I'm going to stay in the clickable UI. But just know that this is a very, very powerful tool using the tab graphical user interface. Right here are my options for the hacks that I can enable. There are world hacks, combat hacks, movement hacks, and building hacks. There's also up here a client manager, and that's sort of like your system preferences. So we're going to get into that after we do a little bit of X-raying. And you can also change around the tab graphical user interface or the clickable graphical user interface or the key bindings, some other stuff in here. So that's what that client manager does. So first, let's get into some, and then to get out of the graphical user interface, you hit escape, and then you're able to walk around. Now then, I have this radar up in the corner, and what that will use, and that is very useful because other radars, like say Rhee's minimap or any of the other minimaps, don't actually show player location, but this radar in the corner actually will. So if you are walking around the world, say in a PvP server, a radar is something very, very useful to have that actually shows player position on the map. So now let's get right into it. Let's start with the World tab. Let me go ahead and move this out of the way so you can quickly read this. There are a whole bunch of options, so I'm not going to cover all of these. What I would suggest, if you really want to know them, is go ahead and download Notice yourself and go ahead and just start playing around. There's a good tutorial stuff online. But I don't have time to cover all of them. So let's first start with No Swing. What No Swing does, and you can see it show up in my enabled mods over here, and some of these are going to be more astounding than others. No Swing allows me to hit blocks without actually moving my arm, and this will translate to other players as well in game. They will see me hitting these blocks without actually moving my arm. Now, you might not think that that is as amazing as you might think, but what that allows you to do is actually mine faster because there isn't that second animation of your arm swinging back or that final hit. So that's what no swing does. Let's go ahead and turn that off. Cave Finder will change the bottom of the, will change your texture so that you can see down through the bottom of the floor. You can also see some chests over there. We can see some creepers down there. That is what Cave Finder does. Whoop. Turn that off because that's a little bit distracting. Chest Finder will highlight chests in the blocks, and you can see this is a little bit more powerful than the other mod that we were using. So there's some chests over there. You can see that there's a chest in this forge here at the village. So there's a chest. There's some chests over there. You can easily see. And this render distance is much further than the mod, than the hacking, you know, cheating mod with zombie mod. Cool. That is Chest Finder. We can also always say it's nighttime. We can always, to your client, make it daytime so that it is lit all the time. That's what day does. ESP shows when players are around, and they'll highlight them in a box so that you know that they're coming after you. Full Bright is very useful. Let's see. Let me just go ahead. I don't have any blocks, which is a little bit unfortunate. Let's go see what's in this chest in here. Got some obsidian. Wow, there's a lot of stuff in here. Okay, let's just take that. Let's go ahead and let's see how quickly we can do this. I'm going to show off what Fulbright does. Fulbright is a really useful tool in that if you, say, are in a cave and you don't, say, quote, have time to bam. So, you might say, wow, it's really dark in there. But actually, with Fulbright on, it's way, way, way brighter than in reality. This is the actual game, but with Fulbright on, bam, you can actually see much, much, much easier. And so, say you're in a cave and you feel like you don't have time to place torches, or you are trying to sneak up behind someone, Fulbright is what would allow you to be able to pull that off without placing down torches. Let's see. Wall Hack will allow you to see through walls, see the mobs, see their outlines, so you can see there's some creepers down there, there's some skeletons. You can see players, obviously, through walls and all mobs. So there's some, if I was, I don't know, for some reason, sheep farming, I'd know that there were sheep over there. There's creepers over there. There's skeletons and zombies and things like that. That's what Wall Hack does. And finally, X-Ray. The wonderful X-Ray. X-Ray allows us to see all of the mineable blocks within the chunks or world that you're at. Up here at the top on the overworld, you can see that there's a lot of iron. And I have not turned on coal. One problem is that I can't actually see exactly where I'm going. But see that breakout box, that hit box right there? That's one way to see. And there's also a way to change your opacity to be able to see the ground in front of you. But it also shows lava, which is useful. And it keeps mobs viewable. So this would be way more useful than, say, a normal texture pack with transparent blocks on it. Oh, it's turning night. Cool. That'll be awesome because we'll get to show off that. So with X-Ray, say you want to see coal as well. I'd go up to the client manager. I have an X-Ray editor, and I've created a new one, but we're just going to go ahead and edit the normal one. Edit it. Let's say that I really wanted to see coal. Now, it's a little bit difficult to see, but back there in the background, there is a black box around the things that are selected. So right now, iron has a black box around it, and because it's coming out, it's even more difficult to see. But now that I selected coal, there's a black box around that. So if we look through the ground, now we can see even coal if we wanted that. Or say, I'm here in this sandy area, so also what I want to see in my X-ray is sand pretty badly. Bam, there's all the sand. No, don't want to see sand. I don't want to see coal. You know what? I don't even want to see iron. I'm just after gold and diamonds, and you can see the gold and diamonds down there in the world. So that would be how you would switch up your X-ray. Let's turn that off because we want to walk around. It's becoming nighttime, so I'm actually going to turn on full bright just so that, hey, now we can all see. That is the world. Now let's get into combat. There is a force field. There's a click aim bot, which means if you had let's go ahead and click aim bot. Let's see, what can I destroy? Hey, how are you doing? How are you doing? Bam, 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 bam. So pretty much even if I'm not actually swinging at these characters, but as long as I'm clicking around them, it's going to hit them. So that's very useful in combat. Every single one of your swipe over here, I'm going to hit them no matter what. That's really useful. Then arrow aimbot is the exact same thing, but with bows and arrow, or bow aimbot. Sorry, I misspoke. And then force field, I believe it just creates force. I haven't actually used that one, so I believe it makes a force field around you. How wonderful. Auto walk allows you just to walk straight forward. If you don't want to jump straight into these and then just keep walking, there is step, which allows you to walk straight over it. Let's turn off auto walk before I walk into that. Cactus. Derp, we're going to show off in a little bit. Fly, of course, is what you think it is. You're allowed to fly around and jump into, and shift will allow you to go down. Let's eat some food. Chomp, 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 chomp. I just realized I don't have sound on. Go away, silly music. Okay, cool. And let's turn off fly. Free cam is very interesting. If you select free cam, now you have this sort of out-of-body experience, and now you are floating around your person. Now, what worried me when I saw this, and you can also, if you go ahead and turn on fly, where's fly? Here we are, fly. Now I can fly around. And now this only goes as far as my actual body is located. So if I fly way over here, I'm actually not going to load any more chunks. Another thing is that in free cam mode, you can fly. Here, let me. You can fly through objects, so we can fly through the ground here and look in for, I don't know, looks like this is a crazy old, whoa, look at this, what, oh my gosh. And also, you can break blocks, now, like you're in creative, which is a little bit worrisome, but what we found out that is, that's actually just client-side. If I was to re-log, you wouldn't see that. So actually, let me go turn off free cam. And then turn off flying. And then where were we when I was breaking blocks? That was right there. So you can see the blocks that I just broke right there. And, of course, because this is notice, there's just a reconnect button. So if I click that, it will just quickly reconnect me, and those blocks are back because that was just client-side. That was not actually on the server. Okay, let's do no fall. Will not give you damage when you jump off. Look at that. No damage whatsoever. Hooray. That's great. That could be used in conjunction with fly, which would be really useful. Spider is interesting. It allows you to jump onto things and then continue to climb up them. So if I was to, you know, just sit here and want to go up this, it's as if there's a ladder on the wall, or try to get up here. And this can be used with auto walk to just continuously walk, 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 walk. Step quickly jumps you up a, here, if I turn on step, and actually let's turn off spider, so, oop, no, not sprint, spider. And let's do F5. So when I get to a block, it will automatically jump me up, which is different than spider, so if I walk over to this house, I can't just run up it, but when I get to a step without jumping, I can easily step up. And water walking allows you to be an awful lot like Jesus and just walk straight on top of, walk straight on top of water. And that's a lot of fun. Oh, it's raining. Wah, wah. Let's go to the desert. Scared you went rain. Okay, and then finally, let's get over into building. You can do things like auto sign, which allows you to place down a sign and determine what you want written on it. And then when you place it down, it'll auto write it. Let's get into just the good ones. Break fast allows you to break blocks faster than in normal Minecraft. Fast place does the same thing, just as you would expect. If I hear, see, just like that, that's way faster than you're allowed to do that in normal Minecraft. Let's turn some of these off. Step, turn you off. Water walking off. No fall off. There we go. And then Nuker. Let's get into Nuker. Let's run over here before we get into Nuker, though. Go away. Nuker is very, 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 very interesting. Let's do it over here. If I turn on Nuker, when it's on, the block that I hit, it will try to destroy that block around me. So if I click right here, you can see that it notices that these are all sand blocks, and it's just going to try to break them constantly. And this will happen as long as I'm standing around. So right now, my hands are off of the console, and all it's doing is just breaking blocks. Now then, what the outline that you're seeing, and let's go ahead and F5 back in, the outline that you're seeing is the blocks that I can reach with my hand. So I can reach that block over there. I can't reach any of these blocks. Well, actually, looks like I can. Oh, that's weird. And so now that I've fallen, it's going to start again from left to right. Now, this could be used in conjunction. Let's see if I have mod power / give OMG Chad. What is it? 143? No, I don't have access to that command. Okay, so I was trying to give myself a shovel. What it will do is it will use the thing that's in your hand to try to destroy it. And what it looks like from the outside to anyone who is watching is that you're actually sitting there punching these blocks out, which is pretty freaking crazy. So I'm going to turn this off with in. And actually, let me see if I can... It'd be awesome if I could actually get a shovel and show you just how powerful this actually is. Because I have some diamond. So... You know what? I'm just going to use fast break. Fast break. Now, this is a little bit faster. Now, the other thing is that Notice has an internal client or an internal... console. So you can get to that by hitting U, and you can do things like fast break. I don't believe that tab autocomplete works. But you could say fast break, and then you can change things with it. So if you wanted it to fast break faster, you could go ahead and do that. So let's quickly make a crafting table, plop that down. What I'm aiming for is a... Get out of here. I want a shovel, and I also want a pick. Bam. And bam. Nice. Nice that we had those diamonds there. So now if I turn Nuker back on, and I have the shovel in my hand, and I hit this, it's going to go crazily through all of these items. Here, let me see if I can F5. So it is quickly breaking all of these items here. And you can see just how annoying this would be if someone just starts walking through a world. And just destroys the world. So let's keep this up. Break. And it'll break up all these blocks because I'm breaking it as fast as the shovel can. And if we turn Nuker off and allow me to pick up all these blocks, you can also just see how many stacks of here. Let's ow! I should have had no fall on. Now the cool thing is that Nuker will only work with the first block that you punch. So I punched a sand block, so it's only going to go after sand blocks. But let's say that I wanted this cobble. If I turn Nuker on, I'm going to switch to the pick, as you can see, and I hit that block. It's going to only go after these cobble blocks and pop them out. Boop, 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 boop. Just like that. And so if I was to walk over here, I'd get even more cobble blocks. And then let's turn Nuker off. Let's turn it back on. Let's go ahead and punch these sandstone blocks, and it goes crazy with getting sandstone. Nuker is a very, very, very powerful tool. Just like that. So you can imagine if you just had a lot of free time and wanted some blocks. I did that incredibly fast, And let's just check out my inventory. Oop, oop, oop. Yeah, a few stacks of sand. That's kind of useful. And I didn't really have to do much. So that is Nuker. I may have to turn on... Nope, I don't have to turn on flying to get out of here. But in that short amount of time, just a few minutes, that's what I did to the ground. Wow. Kind of ridiculous. Now, it does degrade the item that you have in your hand. So that is something to think about. And that is about it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get Curly on the line, and he is going to help us talk about what are the things that you can do to protect yourself against people doing this sort of thing on your server. Finally, I want to say that you can find both of these tools at the at our show notes page at omgcraft.com/chad.
Chaddington.
Hey, Curly, how you doing?
Super bad timing, but I'm okay.
Did something happen on...
We're running from creepers right now, like you would not believe.
No! So for people who don't know, I'm stealing Curly from what he does at Drunk Kids Gaming. And you guys are live right now.
Right now, yeah. We're on the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/indielove, doing a live show.
I'm sorry.
No worries, dude. This is fun.
This is fun, getting blown up by creepers.
Yay, hello.
Cool. Okay, so my first question for you is, you had mentioned that there are differences between Zombie Mod and the Notice client that I showed off. What
yes.
are the big... explain that just a little bit.
Well, Zombie Mod is one that is programmed specifically for the community to use as a tool, not necessarily for cheating, even though a lot of its stuff is your X-ray and your building and your water walking and your and stuff that you shouldn't be able to do on a server that doesn't allow you to do it. But for people that run vanilla Minecraft servers, it's great.
Right.
Because you don't have to run plugins or anything, and you can do stuff like flying, or you can actually even do very rudimentary kind of world edit things where you can copy and paste certain block creations and whatnot.
Got it.
But the thing is, it's made for that community thing, so it respects the community's wishes. And one of the things that a lot of the developers decided on is that it should have an ability to be banned or outlawed on a server. So that
right.
someone running a vanilla Minecraft server can actually just put a single key into their world message of the day, and that will allow it so that none of the cheats work
Got
in the
it.
Server.
So it respects the game, is what you're
yes.
saying. Got it. So if instead of trying to – we have a few other tools that we're going to get into. Instead of trying to do those tools, you could just say, hey, if you're running Zombie Mod – You know, here's the thing: the server of the day, you know, in the message of the day, just now Zombie Mod just won't work, or it will respect that the server asks it not
yes.
to work, is what you're saying.
Basically, if you log in with it, which I played with a little earlier, and over the course of my time, it just does none of the keys do anything.
Right. So if I was going to try to fly, it just wouldn't let me. Cool.
Yep.
Now, in contrast to that, the Notice client.
Yes, made to hack.
Made to hack. Made, and you yeah. said to grief specifically,
yeah.
or
so
not specifically, but
it is though. It is. It's from a griefer community, and they made it specifically to work. They have like a group of hackers that they go and they just grief servers because that's what they do.
Right.
And honestly, like as much as like a lot of people like to hate on people that do that, as an admin from a server, I actually appreciate when. Groups like this do this because they actually put out their findings and we all can make better servers for that.
Right.
And they kind of show, you know, they show the flaws inside
right.
of Minecraft.
Right. So one thing that I didn't show off when I was doing my tutorial was Derp because I wanted someone else to be there to experience it with me. And I also had not told them yet that this was something that griefers would use. So if you can, do you mind joining the server?
I'm coming in right.
Awesome.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know that we found Derp and it's the most amazing
right,
thing.
Right. We were running through some of these things and Derp here, I'm going to go ahead and over on my end, I'm going to go ahead and turn Derp on. So you see in movement over here, it's Derp. So now my Derp is on. I'm derping. And I'm also going to show off, I wasn't able to show it off before, where is it? I believe it's player to see, ESP, here we are. I'm going to turn on ESP to show off what that looks like as well. And it's raining over it at spawn, so we're over here.
I'm in!
Yay! This is
the map you were showing off earlier, but this is now running on the same exact map, but running on Bucket with anti-cheat stuff installed.
Oh, wait. Derp might not even work. Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, you're working, buddy. Oh, you're working.
Oh, is it working? Oh, is it working? Do you mind? Do you mind transferring over to see?
Yeah, let me show you what I see on my screen.
Okay, this is
Chad, who's actually standing still right now.
Right. So if I go in between, this is what I look like. To him,
ever made in this game.
To me, to him, to me, to him. Oh my gosh! I may just keep Notice installed all the time just to right. And so this is actually running. This server is now running some Bucket plugins to stop cheating, right?
Yes.
But you can see I'm still. This was a cheat mod, so there are obviously some things that we can't fight against.
Yes.
Right.
So what we can fight against, like the main issue with Minecraft security and servers is that much to the chagrin of a lot of the developers and server admins, Minecraft trusts a lot of the client to determine what's going on in regards to step movement, in regards to how quickly they mine, and all those other things that it's all rendered on the client side, which is really bad for security.
Right. So what you're saying is the server trusts the client as in position data, in looking data. So it's like, oh, you're flying? Oh, okay. Yeah, I trust you. Yeah, you're supposed to be hovering 3 feet above the ground. That seems legit. Seems great. So go ahead.
We have admins have a couple tools that people have created in the community. One of the main big ones is the No Cheat plugin. It used to be No Cheat, and then some guys added to it and made it No Cheat Plus.
Right.
And it's kind of this big amalgamation of all these different little blockers that exist. So
that's what we're actually using now, right?
Yes, right now it's on. So if I try to fly,
I can't. It's just glitching out.
Yeah.
Right. Good. That's good to know.
So the way it stops a lot of these things is not by doing what would stop a zombie mod, because zombie mod, all you have to do is literally tell it not to be in the server.
Right.
What this does is actually check for, like, heuristic values. Like, so if your character has been hovering for longer than what would be normally considered a jump,
right,
is why it's canceling the fly, as well as that's what cancels the water walking and stuff like the ability to quickly mine without actually swinging your arms.
Right.
Is blocked by this mod because it actually checks the timing between those things, and as you can imagine, there's some faults with that because some servers may lag and can have false positives. So the entire plugin right now, it's running on default for us, and it's doing a pretty good job because our server is actually really great. But you can adjust the values and stuff for your server if there's an issue with, you know, a lot of your players getting kicked off because they're riding a minecart and they lag out or whatever you have.
Right. Right, and so I'm showing off the first thing I showed off was nose swing, and you can see it's just not working. It's not allowing me to break blocks.
On my end, I can hear it, but all the blocks are still here.
Right. Well, that actually may be me sending my audio to you, so other players may not even be able to hear it because I'm sending you all of that whole mix. And then let me see anything else that we should try. Let's Derp is working. So there are some things that we can't stop, like, say, Derp. I don't believe that we can stop, what was it, Free Cam.
Did you want to show Nuker first?
Oh, I already showed Nuker. But that's the other. So Free Cam is sitting here working. Let me turn that off. And then that is the thing, is that Nuker still works. And the reason that it still works, here, let's turn on our building, Nuker. And by the way, there are a lot of things that you can toggle on and off. So within, Nuker will be on and off. And this still works. And the reason here, I'm actually going to transfer to you to show off what it looks like to people in game.
Looks like a normal everyday dude just mining out the ground.
Here, let me actually turn off. I forgot to turn off fast break. So it may actually be, boop, there, fast break is off. So now it should actually mine more. There we go. So, and the reason that this is not blocked is because it's actually using positional data that is legit.
Well, it's respecting your arm distance is what it is. So the server has no ability to stop it.
Right.
Without hurting other people from actually playing the game naturally.
Right.
Even though, yes, we know it looks very obvious that you're using that client.
I can just look straight up in the air and whoa!
I'm going to punch a creeper
down
at you.
Thank you. Thank you for protecting me.
One of the things I wanted to say, though, is that when it comes down to it, one of the best things for server security is just to have a good staff and a good environment for your server.
Oh, that's good.
Like, people don't want... People that play on the server, even if they have these tools installed, which anyone can you know, grief even a perfectly protected server. But most people that actually want to come back to your server and play on it and have a good time there aren't going to want to do that. So if you make a good place for everyone to have fun and have a good staff that's like open to like, you know, responding to tickets and whatnot,
right?
And then just banning people when they do cheat and they don't act, you know, if they act like, you know, fools with it,
right?
And then then you have a great server. That's the best way to keep it safe.
Good. Good.
Did you show off the x-ray?
Not yet. So, by the way, you're still derping.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Just to let you know.
I'm actually not sorry. I just want to leave it on.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. So the next thing that we want to show off is x-rays, how to stop x-rays. So if I go over here, I turn on x-ray, you can see this is not legit. What are we using here to make this unusable?
Did you show this with...
I showed it vanilla, so that... And I'm stuck in something here. I showed this in vanilla, and we were able to see iron, we were able to see gold, we were able to see diamonds and lava. But now it's just this diamond, gold, TNT, unusable information thing.
So this is the other big plugin that people use to block stuff. The X-ray mod, obviously, just there's tons of ways to X-ray. It allows you to see through blocks based on the server data that you have, and you can just see straight to the diamond, the iron, and whatever, and dig right to it.
Right.
So this one is called Orbsfuscator.
Orbsfuscator. Try Googling that.
What it does is everything that's not exposed to air. So every block that's underneath this sand and in the stone walls and the caverns and whatnot that you can't see if you were just walking up to it is then cached into a separate world data folder and then sent to the client. So it's a second layer of all the world data. And then when the clients try to look at the data, they're seeing that obfuscated code of blocks. So instead of seeing all the iron and all the cool stuff, you're just seeing a jumble of messy crap blocks that is useless to you, really.
Right. And so if I come over here and I turn on X-ray, it looks like there's a diamond block. Oh, it just went away. So
when you expose it to air, it then pops into the real block.
Right. So if I break over here to this gold, it goes away. And so you can also see that there's one block before this gold. Oh, there's iron. Oh, wow. Hey. But you can see that and this is why this became annoying to us when we were actually playing is you can see there's a little bit of a lag between when Orbsfuscator actually updates. So this sort of mining where you would think that you had found diamond, but you had found nothing, or you had found coal or something else, became incredibly annoying. So unfortunately, there is a big drawback to Obfuscator.
With both of these plugins, there are their own caveats. Like the No Cheat plugin has its false positive issues where you have to fine tune it for your server's details. And the Obfuscator does have a lot of lag issue to it. So with large worlds, like we had a world with like I think 6 different multiverse worlds, and it was all obfuscated, and people were playing at different times. And so if there was a little bit of lag, you know, people would find these giant mountains of diamonds, and they're like, oh, and then they'd touch it, and it would turn into stone.
Right.
And it was just tears everywhere. So we ended up disabling that because it wasn't worth the benefit because we're a tight-knit group of people, and, you know, if someone's going to cheat, someone's going to cheat.
Right,
you
know? Right. Completely agree.
You have to weigh those benefits. It's the same thing with any kind of security program or security stuff.
Right. Right. Well, thank you so much, Curly. Any other last-minute things that you want to say? I don't know. I'm just kind of putting you here on the spot. Anything else?
Chad.
Oh, no. You're killing me, you jerk.
I have to kill. That's what I do. That's my sign out for
everything. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
On Drunk Kids Gaming, whenever we sign off, I end up killing my sister to death, so...
Awesome. Yes. Well, go ahead and kill me because I'm
done. Here, if you guys want to come hang out with us, we're going to be still streaming and drinking.
That's the thing that I wanted to mention is Drunk Kids Gaming on YouTube. You go to youtube.com/drunkkidsgaming to see past episodes. And also, you're right now live at Indie Love, right?
Yeah, we do a show once a week on the Independent Gaming Love Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/IndieLove. And we play independent games. Right now, we're playing Minecraft, so,
cool,
you know,
cool.
Super fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Have a good show, Chad.
Cool.
See you on Quickcraft.
Heck yeah. I might actually join your Indie Love game in a second.
An after show later with /mine. It's a big old hack. It's fun. Super
nice,
fun.
Nice, nice, nice. Which is more Minecraft.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I will see you later. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye. That wraps up the show. So... hacking stuff. Hack all the things unless your server admins know about Orbs Fusticator and No Cheat Plus. Both of those bucket plugins are available. Links on our show notes page, so please check it out at omgcraft.com/5 because we're in episode 5 if you want to check that out. And that ends the show. Thank you everyone so much for hanging out with me and watching the show. People in the chat room, I've been reading it all show long whenever I get a spare moment. And finally, big, big thanks to Curly for helping us out with that little interview. Also, T2T2, Cheeto, Demon5, BlenderMF. There are Bill Meeks for making the amazing intro. And the folks here at Twit for letting me use their studio. So I really, really hope to see you guys next week with another episode of OMG Craft.
Skeleton, dance it out.